house of Judah. Give God a hand clap of praise. We're starting a new series this morning. Yes, Lord. Yes, and our new series is talking about outdone. We are in a time and a season where we are going to see God moving and knowing that he's going to do exceedingly, immeasurably above more than we can ask or imagine. Because I don't know about y'all, but I think it's about time for something like that. Are y'all ready for it? Yes, yes. And our scripture today is from Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Somebody say hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20. Somebody say outdone. Y'all ready about hearing about being outdone this morning? I'm excited about talking about being outdone this morning. And Brother Alpheus tells us that outdone is about us lifting our expectations and believing that God can, one, surpass our fears, two, exceed our dreams, three, move beyond what we thought was possible. And this series calls us to push past. Somebody say push. Have y'all got a pushing spirit? Come on, somebody say push. We have to push past the noise, and we have to rise above negativity. And guess what, y'all? We have to believe again. And even though sometimes it feels dark, God is still exceeding expectations, and he's not finished with our story. Aren't y'all glad to know that? Oh, this morning I was coming down the road, and I was having a good time, and I just kept hearing, please be patient with me. Y'all know why? God is not through with me yet. Y'all say it. Just say it one more time. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Y'all, we got to have some patience. Y'all, we have to have patience with each other. We have to have patience on our jobs. But most of y'all, listen to me. Everybody do this right here. Put your hands right here. I'm feeling it today, y'all. Put your hands right here. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with ourselves. And the more we're patient with ourselves, then we are empowered to be patient with others. Amen. So our first step is about surpassing our fears. And Brother Jerry always touching on, what Holy Spirit have us grieving together. We overcame by the words of our testimony, didn't we? We first overcame by the blood of the Lamb and then by the words of our testimony. So this morning, we're talking about words a little bit, okay? We're continuing. Y'all say, reframe our words. Reframe our words. So what is fear? If we're going to talk about fear, and that's something that we have to surpass, what is fear? And fear is, we all probably heard this before, false evidence appearing real. Have y'all heard that? False evidence appearing real. Well, Katie Webb has one that is more appropriate for her. And that is freaking excessively and randomly. Do y'all just tap out and you kind of have a reason, but you don't have a reason, and you just tap. To me, that is a form of fear. Repeat after me. Freaking excessively and randomly. Now, what does that have to do with? Y'all, it has everything to do with Revelation 12, 11. We're continuing then with that a little bit. We have to remember how we overcame, y'all. It's the blood of the Lamb. And right there with it, it's the words of our testimony. So my question is, what is it that I'm feeling? You know, we always call things something that it may not be. Y'all remember when the virus was around? Everybody thought it was just a common cold. Might have been the flu. Mm-mm. It was the other thing, and it was serious, wasn't it? So we had to be careful and know what we were calling things. So today, what is it that we're feeling? What are we calling things? And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to take us. Say, we going deep today, y'all. Mm-hmm. Is this thing we feel, is it fear or is it the presence of the Holy Spirit and the anointing in action? I'm going to get y'all to repeat that after me. Is it the presence of the Holy Spirit or the anointing in action? What does it feel like, y'all? The Holy Spirit is bringing us into a new place, a new time, and we're going right in to the topic this month. If we're expecting God to do exceedingly and abundantly, what does it feel like when God is doing a new thing? And what am I really feeling? Is it fear? I'm starting some new things, y'all. I'm going to tell you a quick story. And I was having to take some notes and write. And y'all, I was shaking. I mean, I really was. I was nervous, shaking. You know how it is when you call and you be like shivering. I knew I wasn't scared. I knew I didn't feel fear, but I couldn't make my hands stop shaking. And then sometimes I also think about whenever I'm going into a new place, it's not so bad here anymore because we've done this a lot. I've been in this place a long time, but sometimes whenever it's something new, people call it stage fright, and you get a little nervous. You know you've done it, but you still feel funny about it. Holy Spirit wants us to consider, are we in the presence of the Holy Spirit? Because see, sometimes when we're in new and different places doing new and different things, it's a lot going on, y'all. We may not be aware of the spirits that are around us. And so the Holy Spirit is in action on our behalf. How does spiritual warfare look like in a place that we can't see? I can look and see each and one of us. I can see the wind blowing. Well, I can't see the wind blowing, but I can see evidence of the wind blowing by the trees swaying and stuff like that. But what does it feel like when we're walking into brand new situation times and things and we feel funny on the inside? Could it be spiritual warfare? Could it be the anointing that is within us engaging? And I don't know about y'all, but I've never had anybody tell me, what does that feel like? When I prayed and I've asked God to take me where you want me to be, help me to be who you want me to be, let me be a light for you. Well, if you're coming into a place and it's dark and you're the light, what spiritual things? What am I really feeling? Now, we're told that fear not appears 71 times in the Bible, 57 in the Old Testament, 14 in the New. So fear is a real thing. And I think that it is important that we ask truly, what am I feeling? Somebody say, what am I really feeling? We're told in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Did he not? So if we are in situations and having interactions with people, places, and things, and we are just getting accustomed to power, the power that God has given us, and the love that is working through us, and the sound mind that God is bringing forth in us, what does it feel like? Is it? Somebody say, is it really fear? Mm-hmm. Fear, we're told, it's fear is like timidity, maybe cowardice, but it's one thing we know for sure, it's not from God. So if we are in these new places and we know that God has equipped us and we have this spiritual strength, we do have love, we do have self-control, what is it like when we're in new, different, it might just be a little bit of a different situation? And again, y'all remember this from a long time ago. What does spiritual elimination and spiritual extraction feel like? Y'all remember those? Somebody say, what is this? What is this that I'm feeling? What does it feel like? And I'm walking and I'm feeling strange, and the only thing I know to feel is, the only thing I know to call it is anxiety. I may only know to call it fear, but what am I really feeling when God is cleaning something out of me and he is not telling me I'm washing away something from you that happened in when you were 12? See, we are being constantly renewed, constantly restored, constantly regenerated. So what does it feel like when God is eliminating something and we don't even know what it is? What if he's extracting, eliminating and extracting? Think of the difference in going to the restroom, elimination, extracting, being he's got to take out a tooth or he has to put you in some type of holy anesthetic mode to remove something. Somebody say, he might be removing something. He might be removing something. And not only that, we have to be aware of what we are calling ours. If we're not supposed to have a fear, why are we saying my fear? Just to play with the word and the topic, why are we saying it's our fear? So we're going back to the Revelation 12, the words that are coming out of our mouth. What are we saying? Whose fear is it? Is it even fear? I'm asking all of these questions this morning. And by the grace of God, we're going to have some answers. Amen. Okay, what does the Holy Spirit in deliverance mode look like and feel like? How many of y'all are family curse breakers? I know that I'm one. I feel like I'm amongst a bunch of them. Some of us have to break some habits and patterns and things that have happened in our family. So what does it look like when we have to stand in front of mom and them, a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, or somebody that is accustomed to doing whatever that is not what thus says the Lord, and we've got to be the one to say, you know what, not today. I love you, Auntie, but we're not going there this afternoon. I'm not 12, I'm not 21, I'm not 16, I am 942 in dog years. I have fangs, claws, and the Lord taught me how to bite. You might have to work your neck. But some folk figure just because they're older than you and they've been older than you, you're just supposed to bow down. Somebody repeat after me, I only bow down in the presence of the Lord. And you don't look like it. Some ways people behave, we know they ain't looking like the Lord. Amen. So you have to know who you are. Is it you or are you breaking a curse? Repeat after me. Am I breaking a curse, Jesus? Yeah, if we're going above and beyond in Christ, fear or it feels funny or whatever, it may be the anointing of the Holy Ghost already doing spiritual warfare around you. And I don't know if anybody has told us, what does that feel like? Somebody say, what does it feel like? What does it feel like? So if we are being invited to push past the noise and rise above negativity, truly, what we may be feeling may not be fear when it's freedom. What does freedom in a place that you've never been feel like? We talking about feelings today. Yeah, what does stir up the gift in you look like? What does it look like when God starts stirring up gifts inside of us? Huh? And another question. How does it feel when we are being shaken and stirred by the Spirit? Just because I'm shaking doesn't mean I'm scared. That might be the Holy Spirit getting something off of me that's trying to attach to me, because it could be a familiar spirit, because I'm in a familiar place that's similar. I'm not necessarily scared. That is the Holy Spirit doing warfare around me about something that's coming after me because I can't see a fiery dart. Can y'all see fiery darts? Amen. Somebody say, just because I'm shaking doesn't mean I'm scared. Yes, and the quote of the day, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Jesus is saying that. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? See, we have a lot of words that come out of our mouth. We have a lot of words that we say that's coming out of mama's mouth or whoever's mouth that we've heard. But do we really understand the words that are coming out of God's mouth as it relates to us? So if God is going to exceed our dreams, what does exceedingly look like, y'all? Exceedingly appears 193 times in 12 different translations of the Bible. One way we can what, when, where, and why. If we're going to push past the noise, if we're going to push past family patterns, if we're going to push past triggers, because there are things that can trigger us, smells, thoughts, traffic, it's so much deeper that's within us that may not even be our own, especially when we have to remember some things have been visited on us from third and fourth generations. We don't even know what it is. Y'all see what I'm saying here? So who, what, when, where, and why, and how, when people can project things onto us? I'm having a good day, but somebody else might be feeling kind of funny, and they try to put it on me. No, I'm doing good. I'm feeling real good. Don't seem like it. You're looking funny. Don't know what you're looking at, but the joy of the Lord is inside of me. I'm happy. Somebody say, I'm filled with joy. Okay, I don't know if I can be filled with joy and look confused at the same time, but hey, I can do a bunch of things. It's called multitasking, but right now I'm feeling joy. Eyes all furred and everything. But we have to be sure other people are not projecting, putting their stuff onto us. That's spiritual warfare, and that's why I feel funny. The other one is social media, y'all. That includes TV, videos, movies, songs. We have to be aware, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling like this? How did I get here? And to rise above the negativity, we have to ask the same questions. And then we have to ask ourselves, what do we believe? Who told you that? Somebody say, who told you that? Why do you believe what you believe? Repeat that. Why do I believe what I believe? If we're going to believe that God is able, and he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Y'all, what does it look like? Somebody say, what does it look like? Becoming outdone in Christ. Y'all want to be outdone in Christ? If somebody want to be outdone in Christ, say, I want to be outdone. Yes, being outdone means we have the courage to move beyond what we thought was possible. There are some things some of us just did not believe was possible. I didn't believe it was possible for me to go to Duke and graduate. But God can do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. There was a time, I got to make you laugh because I'm feeling good in the inside. There was a time I thought I wasn't going to weigh no more than 102 pounds. Oh, but somebody say, look at God. Ooh, girl. Snake. My daddy used to call me snake hips. I was going around looking for snakes. I'm like, that's odd. So, y'all, we don't know what we're able to move beyond. Amen. Romans 12:2 tells us we got to think through new thoughts. Yeah, we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we're going to ride the wave of being outdone in Christ, we're going to have some new thinking. Somebody say, new thinking. Got some quotes for you. When we're coming into this new place and we're getting ready to experience exceeding and abundantly, let's get rid of that phrase, new levels, new devils. No. Somebody say no. I don't have new levels and new devils. Come on, say it now. I don't have new levels. I don't have new devils. What I have are new levels. New opportunities. I have a new mind. And I have a new mind. And that new mind is the mind of Christ. And there are some things that Jesus just don't say. I can't imagine Jesus hanging out with the disciples and all of those other people. And he says, you know, I'm ready to take you to a new place, but you're going to have some new levels and new devils. That don't sound like Jesus. Does that sound like something Jesus would say? No, he says, yeah, something going to happen, but I've overcome the world. So are you going to be with my butt or are you going to be with their butt? Excuse me for saying like that, but whose butt are you following? Jesus says, but I've overcome. And then he tells us this, we are overcomers. I'm getting ahead of myself. No more we win some, we lose some. This is from Alpheus. Okay, what do we say now, Judahites? We win some and we say it like you mean it. We learn, win some and we, that's right. How are we going to be more than conquerors, overcomers, and children of the Most High God and say, you know, I lost? No, baby, I learned. Didn't have the results that I thought I was going to have. Somebody say, pick your words. Oh, it might be a long sentence, but I don't lose. Mm-hmm. And then we have to unlearn what we have learned. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? If we're looking for the outdone of Christ, how are we going to be able to see it whenever we're looking for new devils? Okay, if he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly, how am I going to expect that, but I'm looking for something less than that? I cannot, look, this is Katie. I can no longer be bipolar in Christ. God says he's going to do something, but you better watch out. This ain't Christmas. I ain't watching out, and I ain't going to not cry because Santa Claus ain't came to town yet. Okay? So what we better do is get God's word. Stand in his truth. Because if he tells me I can't lose and he tells us we all we do is win and he tells us Jesus paid it all, where is the loss? Somebody say rethink it. Unlearn what we have learned. Y'all, this ain't Katie just saying stuff. This is scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Pendleton, in Seneca, in Anderson, in a bad mood, in conflict of emotions, in a situationship. No, he says, if anyone is in who? He is a what? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So guess what that means? If our phones are updating and we can use our phones for anything and everything, and we have so much technology, you mean to tell me Jesus hasn't updated his module yet? Huh? Come on, somebody say, we need to get with the 21st century Jesus. If you believe it and you agree, clap your hands. Yeah, these things are new and it's real. And if we are going to realize and accept that it's some outdone coming for us, we got to get in line. And y'all, guess what the ultimate triumph of our faith is? Have y'all ever heard this? Listen. 1 John 5:4-5 says, for everyone born of God, somebody say born of God. Somebody say born of God. One more time for the Holy Spirit. Born of God overcomes the world. Now Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Okay. Now he comes back and tells us in 1 John 5, he that believeth shall have an everlasting life, right? Are you, I've been born again. You've been born again? Have we given our life to Christ? Do we believe it? So why is John, 1 John 5:4-5, brand new to some of us? It's brand new to me. It says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. What that means? That means anything in this world, I can overcome it. And maybe I'm having these tribulations because I haven't realized that I have been decreed, commanded, told to by God. He just says everyone born of God overcomes the world. Is that not a new thought? I know we have to figure out how we're going to do it. We just have to have faith, and we got to keep saying it till we believe it. Amen. Somebody say, outdone. Mm-hmm. There's a difference going back to, oh, there's a difference in overcoming, conquered, conquering, and surviving. That's where we have to ask, what are the words? What words are we saying, y'all? These things are important. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Somebody say, I'm a more than conqueror. I don't care what I didn't conquer yesterday, last week, 5 years ago, 2 minutes ago, but I'm back now. Somebody say, I'm a more than conqueror. Somebody say, I slipped, but I'm back. Okay? We fall down, but we get up. Okay? All right. To those who overcome, I will grant the right to eat pig feet? What you gonna eat? Steak is good. I'm learning to like steak. Okay? Chicken tenders. What y'all eating? Sushi. What y'all eating? Mm-hmm. Revelation says to the one who overcomes, so we can go by John and say the one who has overcome because I've been born again. I'm working my neck, y'all. To the one who overcomes, Jesus, not at the cute restaurant, not at the quick drive-bys or drive-ins. He says from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Y'all, I need a word that's going to keep me pumped. Do y'all want to be outdone? Okay, because Jesus reminded us in Matthew 12:3, out of the overflow of a man's, out of the abundance of a man's heart, his mouth speak. So again, I'm going to ask, what are the words that are coming out of your mouth? We sang about a pure heart. What's coming out, y'all? Because whatever it is, I think it's time for us to be undone or outdone. We have to be undone so we can be outdone in Christ. Amen. Somebody scream, I'm outdone. I'm outdone. Oh, are y'all ready to be outdone? Stand on your feet and give him a praise. Because you know what? It's time, y'all. Because truly, we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's the power. That's the strength. That's the driving force. And then it's the word of our testimony. Y'all, what are we calling ours? Ooh, I remember going to the doctor for something, and they kept trying to say your. You know your. You know your. To be more specific of what you can hear people say, oh, on commercials, your diabetes, your cholesterol, your high blood pressure. And we hear commercials, ads saying your backache. Nah, somebody say it ain't mine. That is not mine. Every time we hear something and they try to say, your bad credit, your inability. I don't have any inabilities. Because why? First, John say, I'm an overcomer. I'm born again. What I am is born again. What I am being is transformed by the renewing of my mind. But what I am not is sick. Somebody say, I ain't got nothing that don't come from God. So how God gonna give us an illness? And if God hasn't given us something, why are we taking it, y'all? Don't mean to fuss, but you know, we live in a society and we hear it so much and we just automatically say our. You know that doctor finally got it together. Okay, Miss Webb, that's right, because it ain't mine. Tried to fuss with me. I'm like, ooh, little lady, stop. Just say your diagnosis is, but it ain't mine. Somebody say, it's not mine. Wealth and abundance is mine. Walking in exceedingly and abundantly is mine. Recognizing that God is doing a new thing in me. I've got the mind of Christ. That's mine. And I might be shaking, Jesus, but I'm believing right now he's eliminating something. He's extracting something, and he's moving me into a new place, and I'm going to exceedingly and abundantly, and I'm going higher and higher and higher, and all I'm going to see is one angel after a next. Y'all ready to see something? Amen. Lord, thank you for your truth, God. Lord, thank you for revealing mysteries to us. You said that. Thank you for revealing the mystery to us that everyone born of you, every person who say they are born again, Lord, help us to know that your word says that everyone born of God overcomes the world. So, Lord God, as we expect to be outdone in your presence, help our mind to be outdone and show us how the overcomingness of our life is becoming more apparent. Lord, open our eyes that we may see. You say your sheep will hear your voice and they will not follow another. Lord God, clean out the wax of tradition and being conditioned and taught these things because we just didn't know any better. But right now, God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the right to eat from the tree of life. We thank you, God, that you do prepare us to be sanctuaries. You call us and make us pure and holy. Lord God, you call us yours. And Lord God, as we're going through all of these neat changes, as we becoming regular with understanding that there's some outdoneness going on, Jesus, be patient with us. God, we're asking that you give us the strength to be patient with ourselves and others because we all are in different places at different levels, experiencing you in different ways. And Lord God, whether we are shaking or whether we're being stirred, help us to remember that the most important thing is we are in you. And you have called us. You have chosen us for now. So we pray we pray without ceasing, Lord. And we pray for all the things that concern each and every one of our hearts, but specifically for world peace, for the history that women are making and have made, Lord God. We thank you for unity, justice, and Lord God, we even repent right now as we look for a revival, knowing that we are protected by you. Help us to just walk in Psalm 91, knowing that how are we going to walk in Psalms 91, Lord God, without angels and your presence being around us? Rearrange our mind and give us the mind of Christ, Lord. And we thank you because you call us a whole lot of things that we just can't believe that you say we are. But starting right now, God, March 1st, we are believing and seeing the outdoneness, seeing how you surpass all things, seeing how you open doors, seeing how you move, seeing how you let us feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the anointing flowing through us, in us, around us. For your name's sake and for your glory, God, we just thank you. God, we thank you. Somebody say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you have done and what you are ready to do. And for this, we just give you all honor and all praise. And right now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, by the power, confidence building power, the love empowering power, by the power of God that works in us. Amen. Go forth and get ready to see some outdone in Christ. Amen.